Good morning. I'm Sotirios Johnson. As you've been hearing, Connecticut has passed the most comprehensive gun control legislation in the nation. It includes an expansion of the state's assault weapon ban, background checks for all gun and ammunition sales, a new registry of existing high-capacity magazines, and a ban on the sale of magazines holding 10 or more bullets starting next year. WSHU's Craig Lamolt has been visiting gun shops around the state, and he joins us now. So, Craig, how are gun shops reacting to the legislation?
Well, for the long term, of course, they do not like it at all. But in the short term, it's actually been quite a boom in their sales. I went to one store, and they had pegs on the wall where you could see that there were long guns that had been hanging there, and there were just no guns on the wall. They were all gone. They've been cleared out. And I went to another one in Orange. It's called Connecticut Firearms and Tactical. And the guy was on a speakerphone, and he kept hitting redial, and he was trying to reach the Department of Public Safety in the state, because they have to get authorizations to release firearms to people. And it was just busy. It was constantly busy. And he said it had been like that for more than a day. He said on Tuesday, the state cleared 2,000 of these authorizations. And usually, he said, it's about 50 to 100 of them in a day.
Now, you know, if the goal is for personal protection, is there any argument to be made for selling assault weapons rather than just handguns?
Yeah, they're definitely making that argument when you visit these stores. I went into one in Milford, Connecticut, and there was a retired law enforcement officer there who was visiting the store. And when I got there, he had just been showing somebody an AR-15. And we got talking about why someone would want an AR-15. I think this is sort of something, the thing that's been coming up a lot in this debate. People are saying, why would anybody need this kind of gun? You don't use it for hunting. It's not that kind of a weapon. And this guy actually said, yeah, absolutely, it's not for hunting. He sort of didn't follow the NRA line on that. And he said it's to protect your family. And he made an argument for the fact that this is much more accurate than a handgun, that especially if you're at any kind of a distance, you don't stand a very good chance of shooting somebody with a handgun. But he said this is far more accurate, and it's important to allow people the ability to protect themselves with a weapon like this.
And just to briefly wrap up, what have you heard from supporters of gun control? Are they pleased with the bill, or do they wish it went further?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think people are very pleased. This is one of the most strong gun legislations in the country at this point. But there are definitely people who say they wish it went further. And there's a lot of people who wish that they'd done more, I think, to tackle issues related to mental health and school safety.
WSHU's Craig Lamolt, thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem.